Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Mishnah's Kelayim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, and Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnah's are being learned with Choshev Shalom Zamr Zugasa Marosiyat V'Chol Yitzchak Tzaim. They should be given for the Sachat Slachan Siat Nishmaya, good health, Parnasa B'Shefa, and Kult of Sela. And Mishnah Gimel tells us as follows: Ha'isus Adeus Ruach Chitim. His field was already planted with wheat. V'Nimlach Lazar Sa'arim, and he decided he wanted to plant it with barley. What should he do? Yamtin La'ashet Aslia. He should wait until it becomes wormy, which means he should wait until the wheat starts taking root. The little roots look like little worms, so that's what it means by Shet Aslia, that it becomes wormy. And then once it takes root, the Yoifach, he should turn over all these seeds, he should plow it again, and then he could plant it with barley. Once he plows it, after it took root, so he in effect killed those roots, and it's not going to take root again, and therefore when he plants the barley, he can be rest assured that the barley and wheat are not going to be growing together. However, in Simcha, if it already started sprouting, which means little shoots started coming up from above the ground, lo yaymar, he shouldn't tell himself, Ezra v'acharkach oifach, first I'm going to plant my barley, and then I'm going to turn over the seeds. What they used to do is, they used to plow, they would plant, and then they would plow again. That second plowing would cover over the seeds. So he didn't get to that second plowing yet. So the Mishnah is telling us that he's not allowed to say, you know what, first I'm going to put the barley seeds in the ground, then I'm going to do the second plowing. The second plowing is going to accomplish two things. It's going to uproot the wheat, and it's going to cover the barley seeds. He should not say that, because it looks like he's planting barley and wheat together. That's Ma'ar Zayin. Ella ha'ifeich v'achakach zareah, he first has to turn it over, and then he can plant the barley. Now, Kami Hechayresh, how much of his field does he have to plow in order to be Yaitse plowing so that he can plant barley? So the Tanakhama tells us, Katami Revia, like the rows that he plows after the first rain. Revia means the first rain, the normal amount of rows, length of rows, and spacing in between rows that he would have plowed after the first rain. That's how much he has to plow now. Even though there might be a few lone wheat kernels that aren't going to be uprooted by that, it doesn't make a difference. That's enough plowing in order to be able to plant barley afterwards. Now, Rabbi Shaul says, Kadesh Lo Yishaya Rav LeBeisa. He has to plow more. He is not allowed to leave the amount of land that you could plant a quarter of a kav within a beis saw unplowed. And now moving on to Mishnah Dalet, which is very similar to Mishnah Gimel, we're just going to be talking about grapes. Zeruah v'nimlach lenata. It was planted with grain, but now he decides that he wants to plant grapevines in it. Lo yoymar, he's not allowed to say, etav achakach oifach. I'm first going to plant the grapevines, and then I'm going to turn over the soil. Ella, hoifech v'achakach noteah. First he has to turn it over, and then he could plant the grapevines. Let's say, nitu of v'nimlach lenata. It was planted with grapevines, and he decides, I want to plant some wheat over here. Lo yoymar, he's not allowed to say, Ezra v'achakach hasharesh, I'm first going to plant it, and then I'm going to uproot the grapevines. Ella misharesh v'achakach zareah. First he has to uproot the grapevines, and then he can plant his wheat. However, we have a little bit of a leniency here. Im ratzav, he would like to, gaimem ad pachas mitafach, he can cut the branches of the grapevines within a tefach of the ground. Now it's very clear to everyone that he does not want his wheat and grapes to grow together. Zareah, then he could plant his wheat, v'achakach misharesh, and then he can finish uprooting his grapevines. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hey and Vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.